Under House Bill 193, volunteer health clinics and community health centers would have been able to buy medical supplies free of sales tax. Donna Looper of the Georgia Charitable Care Network said the bill would have saved these facilities about $9 million over 3 years.
It affects our clinics because any money they would not have to pay out to provide patient care, like sales tax, would be money that could go directly into patient care. Every penny helps our clinics.
Nearly 2 million Georgians are uninsured. For many, their options are limited to either a hospital emergency room or a charity care clinic. Given the bill's overwhelming support in the General Assembly, Looper said the governor's veto was unexpected.
You know, our clinics are still trying to meet the demand of folks out there who need care that don't have any place else to go get it. So it would have made a huge impact for us.
In a note included in the veto, Governor Deal reaffirmed his position of no new tax breaks until his Competitiveness Initiative Council could review them. But the council, which is a mix of public and private sector officials, hasn't met since 2011. Deal's spokesman says the council will reconvene by the end of the year. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.